Blog Talk Radio.
Shaitan Rajim, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Ashad Wila Hilaha Illa, Ashad Wila in the Muhammad Rasulullah. The creator of this creation that we are planted on, and we have been created to be tested in this creation. So we thank Allah for blessing us to come together tonight This is your Block Talk Radio station, dealing with the false problem that are holding the images of us that attempt to portray be called God. My name is Brother Abdul Akbar. I am from Decatur, Georgia. I am one of the co-host workers here, along with my wife, Daya Akbar. And we have a co-host worker coming out of Louisiana, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Sujah Muhammad. And we have Brother Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia. When he's not sick or his wife is able, he joined us sometime. And we also have Imam comes on with us, Imam Yusuf, Imam Ibrahim Abdullah. He's one of the imams that support this show, and we thank him for that. So we're here to talk about the basic main problem of why all the evil and wickedness in the world, and where it's come from, where the root come from. It come from religion. It come from lies on the Creator themselves, lying on God. God got a son. The son sent here to die for all our sins. All these ignorance was put in the world, and people have never questioned that and have never made any big noise about it until Imam Wahid Muhammad came on the scene to revive the religion. And the religion need reviving because of all the adages and all the lies that have been added to it. So we are here tonight to deal with that, deal with these problems so we can all can live to be human beings. And we will never be human beings until this problem is gone. It's been erased. It's been erased. So we're here tonight. We thank you for coming and joining us. If you got any question that match one on your phone, it will come into the queue and we will turn your mic on. So first thing we like to do is start off with a prayer called Al-Fatah, means to open. We're going to open this talk up. First we'll say it in the Arabic language, then we'll say it in the English translation. Humalay Shaitan Rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ashadu ilaha illallah. Ashadu ilaha ni Muhammadan Rasulullah. Humalay Shaitan Rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa bilahi l-amin. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ehdina as-sirata al-mustaqim. Surat al-Madina Antor Lehim Kodri Magdubi Lehim Waladori I mean. English translation: we seek protection from Allah against the Satan, the rejected enemy, the one that been outcast. With the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, Allah is the master of the day of judgment, in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship. And thy aid we seek, Allah, please always continue to show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on, and not of those who wrath is brought down, and not of those who go astray. I mean. We thank you for joining us tonight. We are here 6 days a week, and mostly every day except Friday. We're here to address the biggest problem that the world have put on the human family, and that making God a man, or giving God a particular ethnic group to come in. They came. All of these are lies, and all these are the problems what have occurred in our life, and this is what keeps racism going and producing more racism. Is to lie on God. And we had to get rid of that lie for all of us to live, because we're all of the children of Adam. We're supposed to be one people. but we will never become one people as long as one people image is up in the world as God, and that causes confusion, and that's what keeps the confusion on earth. And God is a God who gave us peace to greet each other in peace, and we will never have that peace if we don't get rid of the lies that have been told on the Creator of this creation. So we're working hard here at this Block Talk Radio station given to us by Hameen Muhammad coming out of California. Brother put this together so we can have out, so we can address these issues, so we can have human beings restart again. Because as long as that lie is in the world, there will be no human being, no coming together of a sober mind, never be able to trust each other, work with each other, because one will always think they're better than the other. So we're here tonight. We know we got the solution, because Allah is the solution. The solution to this problem that we have. We have Allah is the solution to it. He said a long time ago, don't make no image of him. And it says in the Bible and the Quran. But Satan himself broke that law. He keep that law broken. And because of that, we have shooting by the people who are supposed to be protecting us. We got lies going on by the people who are protecting and serving us. How can you say you're protecting us from a foreign enemy when the people that are supposed to be protecting us is number one and shooting us down? Number one is hindering us from holding a job. We know without a shadow of doubt they built all these prisons for us to be in. It's not hidden. They did it, these prisons, these private prisons, to put us in, to put our children in, to put our families in. And we are not going to ever be safe in America until this image is gone. Yeah, we have a whole lot of other things, but when you hate yourself, when you don't like yourself, you're not going to trust yourself, and there will be no progress made or no real coming together of the mind. And that's why God said don't make that image of him. And Satan did it anyway. God told us what to eat. Satan said, no, eat what you want to eat. Eat this white meat. He's a swine. It's good for you. That's what Satan said. Satan said cigarette good for you. Satan said liquor, wine, and beer is good for you. Also, Satan said a little fornication ain't going to never hurt nobody. That's what Satan, everything that Allah said don't do, Satan said, let's do it. You're a free person. You got your own mind. Nobody should tell you what to do. You're your own man. Satan know how to come at the people that have left God, who have no real foundation in Scripture. Christians have 10 commandments. And when you look at the first commandment of the 10 commandments, they break that. The rest of the commandments ain't no good. When you break the first commandment, don't make no image of God, all the others fall down. The other 9 collapse. You will still, if you break the first commandment, you will go bear false witness against your neighbor. You will dishonor and disrespect your mother. I see football players, and they don't mean it. They don't know. They had a mother who scrubbed floors and worked in the factories and worked on their knees to help them get to school and buy them clothes and stuff. And they go out and marry a woman don't even look like the woman who did all that sacrifice for them. That's what you call the silent hate that they put on us. Consciously, unconsciously. Yeah, you're supposed to marry whoever you're supposed to marry, yeah. You have a right to marry any human or any female you choose to be. But why you disagree? Why you don't want nobody to look like your mama? We said it comes from that image. It comes from that false idea that God got a son. And you will always hate your hair and wish you were somebody as long as that image is up. And they know it. So we working hard here, radio station, to clear up this map. And we know that people, Jesus said, know the truth. And the people in their behavior, many of them do not like the truth. They like to lie. They like to move it full of fantasy. A dog's talking, wolf's talking, elephant talking, and rats talking. They like that kind of falsehood. Hmm? And this is what Satan is promoting, falsehood. That you your own man. Then get the men to dress like women, then the women dress like men. Satan is a Scrooge creature. He's Scrooge. And even when you point him out, people get mad at you for telling the truth. And Jesus said, know the truth, and the truth shall set us free. So we bringing the truth tonight with the help of Almighty God Allah. And we are bringing the truth to make this world a better world for all of us to live in. We can't hate nobody. Nobody created themselves. But the idea that they are living under, it comes from Satan. And the only thing we can do is point it out. And they have a right to change their life and turn their life around. And they know that what would the end be, what the Quran speaks about the end, they will run to that because this is a temporary life that we live in. It's not an everlasting life, not here anyway. So we are passing through, we're being tested. And the main test we have to pass to get to the best part of the agenda is to worship God and speak the truth. Be a good neighbor, be a good mother, be a good father. Don't steal, don't lie. If we try to do those things, and be the kind of people that God pointed out in Scripture, then that's a possibility. That's a great idea that we'll make it to the Jannah. And that's where we're headed to when we die. We're heading to the Jannah, and the Jannah could be hell or could be the good life that God has promised us. And we have to earn those good promises of Almighty God. So let me look in the queue and see can I bring another 1 hour cohort worker by Brother Sujah Muhammad. I see him in the queue. All you got to do is match one, and we'll bring you in and turn your mic on. He's one of the cohort worker here and been there for a while. Brother Sujah Muhammad, I don't see your mic on. So we are here. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Well, like I said, I am. Alhamdulillah, using one of the co-workers. So, excuse me. You got it, my dear brother. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, I'm going to say, I would like he managed Shaitan Rajim with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I also testify, and I also bear witness that there is only one creator. You know, who is absolute, he is neither beget, nor is he begotten. He's not born, and he don't die. He don't lie. and he don't pray. You know, God don't say prayer. He depends on nothing. There's nothing in creation that he needs in order to sustain himself. Nothing. That's the Creator. And he's exactly what we call him, the Creator. The word Creator is saying that you have the ability to bring something into being. That's what a Creator is. You have the ability to bring something into reality. I don't know nobody else that we can give that, put that label on. Nobody. That's the Creator we believe in. The one that has the ability to bring something in from nothing. He said the only thing he have to do is say be, and it come into existence. I don't know no one else that I can truly say that has that ability. I was watching TV today, and this brother was talking to a German Christian, brother Didak, Ahmed Didak. And he trying to prove that Jesus is God. It was amazing. It was amazing the way he approached that and what he wanted us to believe. It was stupidity. It was just stupid. And plus, he was trying to prove that Jesus was God. He was trying to prove that a man is God, a human being. He was trying to prove and show us that God committed suicide. A suicidal God. I'm telling you, it's just, it's no way. Let's tighten up our rank. Let's stand shoulder to shoulder. Foot to foot. So we can make it where Shaitan has no way of getting in. And let's check everything that Satan says or what Satan come to us with. Let's check everything. Let's check it with the Quran. And if it don't pass the okay of the Quran, we're going to throw it out. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessings be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the Prophet. I can't see no other Prophet coming in after him. We have some Muslims saying that Jesus is coming back. They saying that Jesus has got to come back and and prove something to the Jew. It don't make no sense. In order for him to come back, then we got to believe that he died for our sin. If God called him, ain't no coming back. It's the permission of God. Ain't no coming back. And what is his purpose for coming back? What is his reasoning for coming back? Who is he going to talk to when he come back? God said he got angels on our right and on our left. And he writing everybody. He writing down everything that they do. When Allah calls us to come home, then we coming into the judgment. And if Jesus coming back, where is he coming from? Where is he coming from? Is he coming back on earth? Or is he coming back in heaven? I don't make no sense. What you mean he coming back? I'm listening to a brother on, Muslim brother on television, and trying to break down to us that Jesus is coming back. We need to think about that. We already dispelling one lie. Now we got to address one of our Muslim brothers. And then there's the way that he came at it. He came at it in the sense that he was trying to show the Christian that we believe in Jesus too. And that the Christian believed that Jesus is coming back. And he made the point that we as Muslims also believe that he's coming back. Imam Wahbi Muhammad never taught us that. I don't remember nowhere. Now, I do recall that it was going to come a time where he said that Islam and Christianity is going to be one. Jesus and Muhammad going to come together as one. But all this coming back. And the only way I can figure when he say coming back is that he's coming back to the earth. Because that's where they said they killed him at, on earth. He's going to leave heaven, and he's going to come back to earth. For what? This type of confusion, brothers and sisters, is what we got to deal with. This type of confusion, if you want to learn and you want to study the deen, you want to study Christianity, then it will make you study. That's the only purpose I see that serves. When a person make that type of statement, is to make you study, and you come into more into you come more into the truth. But all my study showed me that he has no reason to come back. My study showed me that Christ Jesus was a prophet. But Prophet Muhammad was the last prophet. And there's no prophet coming after Prophet Muhammad. Now, if he come back, then we can't, we got to dispel that. If he come back, then Prophet Muhammad wasn't the final prophet. You see how untogether that is? Just a little reasoning. Just a little discussion. Just a little thinking would bring you into reality. That's when I don't eat it up. I don't eat up nobody. I don't eat up nothing they tell me when they're dealing with Islam. I'm always going to check it out and come into an understanding of it my own self. I know how we were squashed up in the first, what we call the first resurrection. I remember how I was crossed up in those times. And I believed a whole lot of those things. First, I was crossed up in Christianity. Then I came into the nature of Islam. I thought I had got out of that. I had got out of the cross. I had put down the cross. I thought for sure that I knew who God was. And the devil was. But now a lot of them blessed me to get on another level. So when Allah blessed me to get on this level, then I got to use what I got. Allah said that thinking benefits the thinker. So I got to use my mind to see whether or not whatever they bring to me about Islam is real or is false. Got to do it. I'm not a baby no more. I'm not just going to sit back and take in everything that they feed me or that somebody say. I'm not going to take it in. The prophet Muhammad wouldn't want me to take it in. Imam Wafi Muhammad wouldn't want me to take it in. And me, myself, don't believe that I should take it in. They know that his time is up. John, he knows that his time is up. His time is up. He don't have no second chance. He know his time is up. But he made a promise to God in reference to the human being. When God say that when he breathed his spirit into this human being, I want you to give obedience to him. And he told, he asked God to give him time with us, with the human being. And I'm going to show you that they are not worthy of that high position that you're talking about giving to him. So I know the Shaitan ain't going to lighten up. He's not going to lighten up. He's coming up every which way but loose. So I got to think. I got to think. If I don't think, I need to be tricked. I need to be fooled. My whole position today is accept the truth and stand on the truth. Now, if you can bring me the truth and I can understand it and I can see and know that it's the truth, I believe God is not going to blind me to the truth. I'm going to accept it. But I don't care how true that an individual can think a thing is. If I don't see it as true, I'm not going to accept it. That's the way I'm going down. If I don't see that it's a possibility that I might be wrong, then I'm going to use my free will. I'm going to use it. And Allah will know what's in my heart. You know, that I'm real. He'll know whether or not I'm faking. I'm for real. We're going along just to get along. And even though we don't see no progress. And I know there's more progress than what I'm dealing with right now in Islam than the progress that I see. I know there's more progress than this. If I say I believe in God, I believe we can come to, I believe that God's going to help establish a community, a real community. And I'm going to fight for that. I'm going to stand for that. I don't have no weakness in me. I'm not afraid. I'm sorry. I'm not afraid. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad and not too. I'm not afraid. I don't know nobody that I can say I'm afraid of. Only thing I'm afraid of is that if someone bring the truth to me and I'm not able to see it. Understand. And if I'm not able to see the understanding, I pray to Allah to bless me to come into a better understanding. So brothers and sisters, I thank Allah for this opportunity. Praise be to Allah. And I thank my brother Amin for giving us this opportunity to express ourselves and to come forward, you know, to set up a platform for us to use to present the truth. And I know that there's going to be some hope. There's going to be plenty more brothers going to get on this platform. They're going to come strong. So we thank you for this opportunity. We came to you in peace, and we're going to leave you in peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, alaykum as-salam. I thank you, Brother Suja. Alhamdulillah. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to keep on rolling, and if there's anyone else who would like to share what's been in it. I see how we ma'am is in the queue, and I will bring him up. Imam Ibrahim Abdullah.
Assalamu
alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Abdullah, well, you got it. It's, bring your share. Get your share.
Yes, sir. Inshallah. I seek refuge in Allah from Satan the rejected. I bear witness openly, nothing is deserved of the worship except Allah alone. And I openly bear witness, testify that Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the prophets, the last prophet, and he's Allah's messenger. And we pray to Allah that we earn the position, we earn his favor to be little Muhammad's, that we earn his favors now, that we also can be little Majedis, because we followed the Majedi, meaning one who came to revive the religions, not just Al-Islam, but all the religions. And if we're following that leadership and we end that leadership, then that means that we're little Majedis as well, because we're doing the work that the Majedi came on the scene and it was doing. Like my brother said, we got it now. It's on us, and we can't afford to get lazy now. We can't afford to let Shaitan kind of rattle our change, kind of separate us from our women, and where he can have all the fun with them, and when he can't use them no more, throw them out on the street like a dirty rag or something, and our children as well. So we're in a position now. Let me see what position we're in. We're in a position because we've been favored by the Lord of all the worlds. We've been favored by the Lord of all the world to give us a shot at the position that other people then met up to. Other people then step up enough for a lot of say, okay, I'm going to give it to you now. No, he gave it to us. And that's why we're fighting all racial images that betray the divine. We're fighting this. We got our gloves on. We're not playing, and we're not pulling no punches. We're throwing the punch. And Allah said, we throw the truth and falsehood, we knock out his brains. They meaning that we're disconnecting it from his head. So we're in a position by the Lord of all the worlds to bring this divine message that he sent to Prophet Muhammad, to all those great men, all the way down to the leadership of Imam Wahdi Muhammad, who Allah raised up and inspired him to get on the mission that he was on. Now, this was a mission that he was on before he became the leader of the Nation of Islam. And then look what he left us with. He left us with abundance of wealth. Wealth and knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. And now we are using the wisdom called hikmah in the Quran. We're using the wisdom of Allah, of God. And if we use God's wisdom, what can fool with us? What could you bring to us if we're using God's wisdom, God's knowledge, and God's understanding? Because all knowledge, all understanding, and all wisdom come from God. That's why when God sent messengers into the world, those messengers had to be raised up from the position they are in to a higher position, meaning they didn't have no knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. They was involved like everybody else, but God chose them. Then he gave them his knowledge, his understanding, and his wisdom. See, your little knowledge, understanding, wisdom, you can't do nothing with Shaitan, with Satan. You don't have enough to do it with him. But when you apply God's knowledge, God's wisdom, and his understanding, look what you got walking with you. You got God walking with you. He say, if you submit to him wholeheartedly, that he become your eyes that you see with, your ears that you hear with, your mouth that you speak with, your mind that you think with, huh? Your arms, hands that you lay hold on, your feet that you walk with. He said he become that entity that you need to walk with you. So if you walk with him, how can you fall into the to the traps that Satan had already set for the world? This is what we're dealing with. What we're dealing with is dangerous for Shaitan, but it's a blessing to us. And I say many times, don't you feel good? I just want to jump up sometimes, just holler the top of my voice in the house. How sweet it is that God chose us, who was written off of history, insignificant. Not a man or woman, a boy and a girl, three sisters of my brain. All these things that they said about us, and then look what God did. He took the same thing they said about and turned it around, and then gave them the book, and then gave them the wisdom, the knowledge, and understanding how to deal with them, how to deal with the ones that put their foot on our neck for over 400 some odd years, and they can't understand it. That who came to them? Whoever came, you know, the Bible's going to say he came as a thief in the night. Why would I use that term, that God came like a thief in the night? No, God ain't came like a thief. God don't steal. And he ain't come like no thief in the night. He don't have to do that. Now, Satan can come as a thief in the night. That's what they're really saying. They just didn't understand it. Because he's the one to come in and steal something, or try to put something in this place that you don't understand, and when it dawned on you, you hoodwinked. So now that we have learned our lesson, what have we learned with the knowledge? We learned the knowledge, I'm breaking it down now, we learned the knowledge that we got is telling us that we should stand and fight all images, anything that betrays the divine, imagery, whatever it is, we learned the knowledge to fight that. Now, then we turn around and get the wisdom how to apply the strategy to fight it. And what makes it so beautiful, we knock one more time, and Allah give us the understanding how to handle every little thing that Shaitan throw out there. Now, that's a blessing. Look what you're getting. You're getting this just to submit to God. Just submit. And that's what he's giving you. He's giving you him. And I'm going to say this on this lifeline through my research. Well, in the Bible, you know, Genesis said what? In the beginning, you know, God created heaven and earth, and he created man in his image, in his likeness. So I did my research, and I found out what Allah said, that him creating man in his likeness, in his image. But he put some clause there. He say, I created Adam that way, in my image and my likeness. But he say, Adam sleep. He said, I don't sleep. See, Adam eat. He said, I don't eat. So what was the image that God made man in, like him? It was the mind. Something that you can't see, something that you can't deal with unless you're in tune with God. That's the image that God made us in. And that's what we have. And by us knowing we got that, that's how it's easy for us to stand up and fight this scheme that Satan had put into the world to worship any image that betrays the divine. This is what we fight. But look what we got to fight it with. We ain't by ourselves. And when we get it a little tight, but we don't panic, Allah say, I'll send you 100 angels. I'll send you 1,000 angels to help you deal with that. Don't even worry. That's what takes the fear out of us. We know that we got a Lord that loves us, and we love her. And how do we show God that we love her? We're doing the work. Not just a work, but we're doing the work that he asked us to do. And when he asked us, we didn't hesitate. Like when you go get a job, and the employer said, well, you know, you got to do this, this, this. You got to buy these kind of shoes, these kind of pants. You say, well, I mean, you know, if this job be a baby for me Monday, let me come back out and think about it. Okay. Now, but when God employs you, he say, I want you to do this. You jump as yes, sir, Lord. Yes, Lord. See, that showed you had no hesitation because you knew what God was going to give you to apply to the world. So we don't care about all the crosses they done got, all the stuff in their houses and that. We want that. But I'm willing to bet you. I put my life on this because we don't want to destroy the spirit of their holidays. So if we don't do that, I'm willing to bet you that fat turkey on the table, I'm bet you after they slaughter that turkey that we are the next meat on the table on the menu. Oh, did you hear about the people saying fight all images that betray the divine? Don't you know that we in their dining rooms, they front room in their car talking about what we're talking about? And the reason they're talking about it, because they can't shake it, because they know it's the truth. They can ignore things for so long. But brothers, what Allah gave us, you can't even imagine how it makes us feel. We are feeling so great, so good, so wonderful, because God had chose us for this mission. He didn't give it to nobody else. And along with what he gave us the history of all the other peoples on the planet. What they worship, what kind of religion they say they got, what kind of organization they got. We understand them organizations. But the Quran is the final revelation. And it had given us the motivation to stand up and fight Satan. Now you think about that. Not to stand up and fight my wife. I fight my brother, like my big brother say, to kill my brother, I'm killing my strength. My brother is my strength. My sister is my strength. We are each other's strength. That's why we got each other's back. But think how you would feel just to know that God chose you. And not only did he chose you, he gave you a blueprint. It's called the Holy Quran. And in that Quran, it gives you the information that all the scriptures came before it. And what they used, each prophet and messenger that came, what they used to fight the enemy. And what did they use? La ilaha illallah. Nothing is worthy of worship but God himself. Not you, devil. No. No. So Allah also allowed us to do what? He allowed us to know, we learn how to strategize now. See, we learn how to use strategy. We know that if we're in a conversation of group and we're talking and Satan come up, all we got to do is go talk about Allah. Y'all go ahead, brother. I didn't mean to interrupt y'all. I'll get back with y'all later. Yeah, Satan, we know you're going to get back with us later because you can't stand for us and sit up and talk about Allah and what Allah got for us, what he gave us, and what we're doing with what he gave us. We're not just laying down on the job. We're working the plan that God gave us through his messenger, his prophet Muhammad, all the way down to the tafsir or interpretation of Imam Wardi Muhammad, who Allah blessed. And we're trying to put our life in line with what Allah blessed him with. Because after this life, we want to be able to go up and shake all them brothers' hands. Prophet Muhammad, all the prophets talked to him, all the brothers and sisters that we strive with on this plane here. Yes, you said you're going to meet them. You're going to see them after this. So what I'm saying, we're in a position now that we don't want to displease God. We want to please him, and also we want to please you too. We don't want to displease him, and we definitely don't want to displease you. So there's one thing about the human being. That's why the prophets, all the prophets, there's a term called mausum. The prophets, they were mausum. Meaning what? Meaning that they had mistakes, they had errors, but Allah covered them. Cause why did he cover them? Cause if you seen false in a prophet or one who says he's a messenger, the human being automatic, judgmental, he ain't gonna follow that. So Allah covered his messenger, he covered his prophet, he covered us. So the people can't see that and bring them to him. That's the kind of mission. Look, our mission is threefold. To eradicate this image that portrays the divine in worship, to help save our brothers and sisters' lives and our children and our grandchildren and great-grand and on, and to establish the business, that can take care of all of that, take care of our communities, take care of our wives, our children, our grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and great-great-grandchildren. That's our mission. It's, I told you, threefold. It just ain't no single thing. That's how broad this mission that we got. And we love it. We marvel in it. We love it. And we ask Allah every day, Allah, when we lay down at night, oh Allah, bless me to lay down being a Muslim, a believer, praising and worshiping you. And allow me to rise up in the morning, Lord, a Muslim, a believer, worshiping and praising you. And always remembering your prophet, Muhammad, may the prayers of peace be upon him. This is how we talk to our Lord going to bed. Ask him to give us what we need to energize us when we wake up in the morning. You know, when you get up to go to bed, I sit on the side of the bed sometimes an hour when I wake up in the night, just talking to Allah. Now, we know what our community is going through, and we've been so lax because Shaitan is trying to take over, but he got to remember, we got to remember that Prophet Muhammad told us that Islam would go to sleep for 1,000 years. Now, we almost out of that 1,000 years, Imam Muhammad told us. So what's happening? Meaning that we're almost out of it. We're in the judgment now. But what's so beautiful about almost being out of it, there's going to be another spirit that come on the scene that's going to energize all the believers, and we're going to go to work. See, it ain't over. Block Talk Radio, Lifeline, what we're doing, we just want to say, look, Allah, just let us be out front. If they don't want to do the work, you gave us the mission, Lord, let us be out front, because we're going to do this. We're going to do this, Allah, or die trying. And but what better way to die than serving your Lord? That's progress for the soul right there. Just to know that I'm striving to please my Lord to the point that I'm ready to die for this. Because I know something better after this. I ain't just caught up on this here. I just want to live long enough, Lord, to see the progress that we'll make in the next 10, 20, 30, 40 years, and to say that Allah, what you blessed us with, what you blessed us with, we ain't have nothing, what you blessed us with, we're able to see the impact and the progress in our businesses, marriages, something that we established on your word, Lord. That's what we're trying to live for. We're trying to live to see what we're bringing to the world that is on solid grounds. And I'm going to say this and then break, let somebody come in. How do we get on solid ground? Allah tells us that paradise lies at the foot of the woman, right, at the mother. It lies, why? Now, what that mean? That means that when that woman has a child or start having children, that child or those children, they're around mama at the beginning, right? Okay, so if paradise lies at the foot of her, what are we talking about? That means that she had taught that child how to have stability and stand up for his Lord. That's paradise being at the foot of the woman. And if we maintain that position, we earn a spot in paradise. But look what is coming through. Look who is coming through. The woman. So how could you be so abusive? Verbally, spiritually, mentally, economically, socially. And Prophet Muhammad said it. We shouldn't say things to each other that hurt our feelings. We shouldn't do that. That's not the character of a Muslim under the leadership of Prophet Muhammad, bound to the Tafsir Ibn Warji Muhammad. We should say uplifting things, good things in the morning. Like I teach my wife, I say, look, when we give each other greetings in the morning, As-salamu alaykum, baby. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. And I say, kifa duka, how are you? And I teach her to say, now, ta'i means fine. And she say, well, Wakefa Luka and Haru. And I say, Anabakata, Anamaksu, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. I'm well, in good health. All praise be to Allah. Those are the kind of things, encouraging things, we should say to each other. Baby, would you like to have some shai, a kahwa, kahwa coffee, and shai tea? La, 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 la. No shai. Nam, yes. Kahwa, coffee. You build up a vocabulary. And anyway, that's how we're doing with the mission and the knowledge, wisdom, understanding that Allah has given us. That's what makes us come to you in peace, and we need you in peace. As-salamu alaykum. Big brother, you there? Okay, there you go. There you go.
Excellent talk. That's what we're here for, to bring some clarity to all the lies that have been told to the people of this planet. And we know that when those lies are told, the prophet's already put in action in order for you to be free. You must have the truth. And that's what we're bringing today, the truth. And that truth is to set us free, as well as those people that's been under the lie that we see. Yeah, we know we need medicine. We need places for our children. We know we need all that, but first we had to discover and come back and be the real mothers and fathers and real care about each other. It's good to say that you believe in something, but when you don't have no concern about others, then that belief is not real plain. But we know near belief don't count for nothing. So, Imam, I see Muhammad, and all the solutions that he brought to us, he brought us the scheme of Satan. He's a scheme of Satan. He's the enemy of man, working to defeat all the God conscious. He wants to defeat them. Smoking, to discover, to disclose out. They are, give us cancer, cause them only with cigarettes, and say, Satan's job is to make smoking look evil, look mature. That's his job. He's on the job to make evil seem fair. And he has the advertisement and all of the avenues to do that. And he have his people that he have in place to help him to do that. So we thank Allah, Washi Muhammad. But Imam said the scale of justice, it is not, the scale of justice, it is not as Islam, but as socializing, still is the telling us that these things are harmful, and if they are not controlled, the whole country can be brought down. Look how immigrants have trouble our society. So we have the best news. There's no God but Allah, and that Prophet Muhammad is the seer of the prophet. There's no more prophets to come. He brought the final revelation. Jesus brought a revelation, and we see where he has been tampered with. Anytime a revelation tells you that somebody hit you on the right side, give him your left side, that's not from Allah. That's from Satan himself. Somebody steal your hat, give him your coat. All this foolishness. And then we got people who are getting mad at us because we don't accept the foolishness. They get angry at us because we want the light. We don't want the darkness. And the light is much clearer than the darkness. So we're here Like Allah tells us not to eat pork. The Bible said Jesus took the hog and ran him off the mountain and put a bad spirit in there. And that's what the Bible said. But we don't see many Christians trying to stop eating that. And we see that they still get somewhat upset at us for bringing that point up. And we see it as our duty as a human family to bring the truth and make it clear as possible. And God said, don't eat nothing. Eat certain things. We should follow what Allah has instructed us to do. And that's the only one going to truly be successful. So God said, do not eat the swine or the pork meat. And scribe is forbidden in the Quran, but it's also forbidden in the Bible. And they are they're avenues of money, Christians, who are not following the wide open way of those who are walking with the wide world way in a path that follow those who are in the narrow and straight path. And they do not ever eat, quote, eat meat, quote. These are the Seventh-day Adventists and Adventists and the other Christians who do not eat pork. So they do not be deceived by the lockup of so who doing so many the same to deceive them by locking up their world with lock up their world. This world is what Satan wants you to see. So that's Christians who don't eat pork, and they scribe for other Christians not to eat it. So we have a world full of confusion. But we narrow down the confusion when we work together as a human being, as people that believe in the creator of this creation. In African America, we have been forced to spend money with each other because all the money we spend with other people, they take that money and use it against us. And it don't make any sense for us to be spending money with people that works against us, that work against our welfare, work against our community, that work against our unity. We supposed to be one people, and we will become one people in one day when we all worship God and speak the truth and see none of us is better than the other. When we get to that point, then the God will try to come back together. But long as they said, well, we can shoot African-Americans, we can mistreat their women, we can give their children a backwards education. I don't know if you've heard about it or know about it, how many African-Americans have been found hanging in Mississippi and Alabama by the police who said that these young people hung themselves. So the more we look for change, we still see it stay the same. Said that these young men hung themselves. And to find out these young men was going with Caucasian females. So the new thing now is to hang them, then get the police to say that these guys hung themselves. So nobody going to love us until we love each other. And the only way we're going to have the strong love for each other, we have to support each other. We have to go into these stores. We need to stay out of these stores like Walmart and other places like that who are designed to us down. So this is what we had to do. Religion means to come alive. And they didn't give us a religion to make us come alive. They gave us a religion to make us serve them better. So that is a fact. So they talking about taking away our right to vote. I was listening to the WLK and they're still saying that they don't pass the bill so we can have the right to vote. I wonder What kind of right is that? Why we don't fall in every war they start? We're supposed to be U.S. citizens. And the Jews and other people that come here, they ain't got to go worry about voting. Why is it us? Because we, excuse me, because we live in America, but we don't have the freedom of a dog. There's no YouTube picture of them throwing a dog down and throwing a dog in a police car. But there are some of us, men and women, one police beating an African-American woman in her face with his fist on the highway. These people are going to continue to do that until someone get hurt. Until we stand up and be men and don't worry about what's going to happen. Until somebody get hurt, then that's normally the way to stop. When one of the officers lose his life, if he's not going to protect and serve, he shouldn't even be in a uniform. If he's a terrorist, he shouldn't even have a job over the people that he's supposed to be protecting and serving. So the only thing we can do is come together and ask the people to get rid of such people. If we do that, if we come together and ask the police to get rid of certain people, if we don't want certain people in our neighborhood, and then we find out the police have been abusing some of us, we have to demand that that police officer be fired or be let go. Until we get that kind of courage to stand up and want to do that and get our leaders, especially the Christian leaders, who's telling that lie that Jesus died for, if you don't get them to come out and come against it, because they the main one holding the people down with lies. Huh? They the main one promoting lies. So I'm going to get ready to turn this mic back over to I think Sue Jaw's still around. Brother Sue Jaw. We are in the business section where we got to have the economics. And I know you say you got candles that you want to bring up there, the beautiful candles that you and your wife have put together. And we need to hear about them candles. Brother
Suja
Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum.
What
do you got to say now? Alhamdulillah, Rabbi Alameen. We thank Allah again. We pray that Allah continue blessing us. I'm open up with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I bear witness and testify that there's only one creator. And I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet, messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. Again, I'd like to give the believers the greeting of peace of Assalamu alaikum.
Why are you from Allah, Prophet Philip?
Alhamdulillah. Yes, sir. So we thank first of all Allah for this opportunity. We thank our brother, Brother Amin, and all of us that's coming together and volunteer our time to stand up, you know. And that ain't easy for a whole lot of us. Just to stand up and tell the truth. You know, some people think that it's easy. You know, but standing up and telling the truth, just because you know the truth, and present it, is two different things. You know, it's the way you got to present the truth. You know, and I remember an Indian said that one of the ways that he's going to force people against the truth. Not that they was going to force, Satan was going to force people against the truth. They forced it on the people. They forced it on them. And the people is going to turn away from the truth. You know. So it's the approach. It's the approach that we have to use. You know, ain't no such thing as that we got to sugarcoat everything and make everything sound sweet. You know, saying a lot about song. You know, we dealing with the devil. You know, and at some point we got to be able to call spades for a spade. You know, we got to be able to talk and be men. You know, we just can't slow drag them. You know, and think that the people is gonna accept it. Most people that you see got people listening and turning them around. They talking strong. They don't bring no weak talk to the people. You know, that ain't going to get it. That Shaitan then got in there and weakened the truth by trying to tell you that you shouldn't, you should sweet talk them, you know. But brothers and sisters, we are establishing a community, and we asking for the help of everybody to help us establish this community. We're not establishing this community just for one person to be sitting up there with a crown on his head, you know, with the leg crossed. We're not establishing a community for one person to be seen. We are establishing this community for the believer. You know, we're establishing this community where everybody can live a good life and have the freedom to practice their religion, have a freedom to love God, you know, and be able to not be afraid, you know, in their community, you know, that somebody gonna rob them or somebody gonna shoot their child down, you know. We don't want to have that type of community with that type of fear. So in order to do that, we got to come together. We got to stand together. If I see somebody, a police officer, talking to your child in a certain way, drawing a pistol on your child and your wife, you know, and twisting your wife's arm, and your daughter, and throwing her on the ground and things like that. What I'm saying is that 10, 11 brothers walk up to that sucker, you know, and take his pistol from him and get his handcuffed and arrest him with a citizen arrest because he's not performing his duty. His duty is to serve and protect, not to come into the community and put fear into the individual. That's not his duty. And if we stand up there and talk about how bad that look and ooh-wee and all that, and he getting away with it, no, sir, brothers and sisters, that's not a God-fearing community. Satan's thing is to divide us, brothers and sisters. It's to divide us. If we ever work together, you'll bleed that point. Because you will see what you can do in unity. What we're doing, we are establishing a community, and the brothers and sisters that are working with us, you know, we have came together, and we have opened up a bank account, established a mission statement, a vision statement, bylaws. Got registered with the Secretary of State. Got an EIN number. Over a bank account. Established a 501c3. We have our own 501c3. And we are ready. We're ready to come in and help support our children to go into businesses. We're not suggesting you to bring in these white races to set up their business in our community and give them our money. We're asking our young folks to own up businesses. And we got to support them. We got to support them. I got to talk this way. We got to support them. And I noticed, you know, it's something about us. During the time Imam was here, we looked tough and talked strong, but we didn't support Imam Waridi Muhammad. We didn't support him, brothers and sisters, and I can prove it. Imam Waridi Muhammad said 85% of the imams didn't support him, and I can get you the tape and play a little bit of that tape on the air. So we got to support our young brothers and sisters in businesses so they can be able to serve us with the products that are quality products so they can become wealthy so we can learn the science of spending with each other and how to keep the money in the community. Keep that money going in a circle. Never let it go out the community. We should be thinking about making billionaires. That's the mindset we should have going into what we are talking about right now, is making billionaires. The Imam Waridi Muhammad told us to learn this technology and use it until you use it up. That's what he said. He said, use this technology. So don't let no devil come into you and tell you not to use it. The Imam wasn't a man that said he don't like money. That he didn't want to make money. The Imam said he had an elephant appetite. That's what he said. So if our young people want to go in and make money, a big money, let's support them. Let's support them. And you'll see that they would help us. They will help us establish schools. for the peoples that is not as fortunate. And you always going to have people that are going to need zakat. We got to set up a zakat system. Allah set that up. We got to be able to take care of the needy in our community. I'm talking about on a regular basis. We don't want to start making money and then turn around and get our little club together and take the zakat money and say that we used, we needed it and we used up the zakat money. The Quran said the zakat is for the needy, for the poor, the wayfarer, those that have gone. Not for paying no bills. I can prove it to you in the Quran. You got imams paying bills with the zakat. The zakat is not for paying no bills. The zakat is for the needy, for the poor, for the wayfarer. And Allah said those that administer funds. That's what Allah said in the Quran. Surah 9, ayah 60. I'm going to read this here. I went and got it. Surah 9, ayah 60. You can be turning it to it while I'm looking for it. I'm going to it. Surah 9. Seven. Eight. Nine. I have 60. Excuse me for 1 second. I'm coming to you from the Holy Quran. Nine, I am six. Here it is. Got my glasses here too. Praise be to Allah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Oh, look at that. I turned it. Oh, here it is. I turned it right back to it. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. Surah 9, ayah 6. Zakat is for the poor and the needy. And if you can get anything else out of that, let me know. And those employed to administer the funds. For those whose hearts have been recently reconciled to the truth. For those in bondage and in debt in the cause of Allah. And for the wayfarer. Thus is it ordained by Allah. And Allah is full of knowledge and wisdom. That's what zakat is for. We got the best welfare system set up on the planet Earth. Because it's from Allah. Our system don't fail. Allah told us through his messenger, the Prophet Muhammad, that you should feed the slaves what you eat. Give them clothes what you wear. We got the best system set up on earth. Brothers and sisters, let's try it out. That's what I'm asking you all. Let's try it out. We have a program set up. It's already set up. All we got to do is use it. Ain't nobody gonna come in stealing no money. Ain't nobody gonna misuse nobody. If somebody say something like that, it's the devil. They lying. They trying to divide us up again. We not gonna allow nobody to misuse this program that we got. We want to establish farmland. Why is that? Because all the food in the store is not real. All the fruits and vegetables is not real. So we got to set up, we got to get farmland and set up where we can grow real vegetables, real fruit, to get our health back. We're talking about establishing halal. We're talking about raising cows, sheep, goats, turkeys, chicken. Halal. And opening up supermarkets so we can put that food, that good food, in those supermarkets and the public can buy something that they can feel happy and safe with. That's what we're talking about doing. We're not just talking about a person can become a millionaire without doing something that's right. We're not going to let nobody become a millionaire and they come out of the community and trying to get slick. Selling hog, stuff mixed up with hog and selling things that is forbidden. First time we see something like that there, we're going to get them out. They're going to have to get out of that community. But they can get wealthy and blessed by Allah if they come in there wanting for their brother what they want for themselves. Giving us the best. Picking out the best. Brothers and sisters, one way you can help us out with this, every year we're making calendars, and we have a fundraiser with these calendars, and the calendars is coming out, and we're selling the calendars for $3. I mean, not $3, for $10. $3 for shipping and handling. Now, if you're in a community where the people that live with you, it's going to be $10. But we can't be paying for the shipping and handling. I had to explain that. Because we wind up having to pay for the shipping and sailing. So the money that we thought we made, we didn't make it. Because we had to pay for the shipping and sailing. So the way I'm trying to sell my calendar, like I did last year, and I sold over 100 and some calendars, I can safely say, last year, and I'm going to sell the same thing or more this year. We have a calendar that is addressing Dawa, got the information in it, that all the information that you need if you want to do Dawa. It's information where it took us over 40 some years to get. And that information is coming from Saifullah and Shuja Muhammad, Akbar Muhammad, you know. It's coming from us. And my wife picked out the best that she can see and put it together. Also, we got information from the Bible, which is the other calendar. It's called the Truth and the Bible. So we got two calendars, and I sell those two calendars two for $26. Two for $26. So we asking you all help. We got a whole lot of brothers and sisters. It's already all in the calendars. We not having no problem. So I'm not gonna get online and saying that the people are not buying the cow. I'd be lying to you. And I'm here. I believe in the truth. I don't believe in none of Satan's program. I don't do no. I get around lying. I done lied enough when I was out there in the street. Allah's truth is the most powerful thing on this earth. So I'm going to use that. And I'm going to stand up against any kind of lie. So we're selling the calendars, and we're going to be asking y'all about the calendars, to purchase the calendars, and we're using it. Last year, I think we made over 5,000. If we made more, let me know, Agba. I think we made more than 5,000dollars. And we put that in our bank account. You know, inshallah, if we can sell 1,000 of them this year, that's over $10,000. I think we sold a little bit over 500 last year. 500 calories last year. The people on the lifeline, they came forward. They stood up and bought them. I thank Allah for them. And we got other peoples. They loved it, the Bible and the truth calendar. They loved that. People that was non-Muslim. They loved it. So what we are asking the brothers and sisters to do, if you all can take orders from the peoples and let them know what you got, and we're asking everybody, could they take out 25 or 50 or 100 calendars? How many you want? You know, don't put yourself in no kind of strain, no kind. But you got people who want to help us. So that's one way they can help us with these calendars. We want to establish a cash flow. And what we going to, inshallah, we're going to do some other things to raise money. It's just like Brother Imam said, we're not going to tell you everything. We're not going to tell you everything. Because we know we got people that's among us. Shaitan, it got them working for him. And they want to divide us. They want to stop this. And Brother Imam Ibrahim asked us to start back up the Tylene program. I can hear them mumbling. I can feel them taking sides with each other. They start taking sides with each other in their conversation, what they say. We need to work hard as hell to get Tylene started back. I'm gonna help brother Imam Ibrahim. I'm gonna help him with that. I'm gonna fight that hard. And all of us should stand up for that. That's going to unite us.
Yes, sir.
And when we get together with that, we're going to have other people that's going to be standing up for that. The sisters standing up. Because we had good programs. At the school, at the master. We had good programs when we had Tylene. We were developing ways where we can eat and development programs, all kind of programs we were developing, you know, where we invited people there. Ask questions. Correcting some things, going. We was doing all that. So let's start back up. Let's start back up to Tylene. And we asking y'all to support us with the calendar. Came to you in peace, to leave you in peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Yes, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Well, you heard it. We need to get the Tylene back, and ain't nothing going to stop us but we stop ourselves. We need to keep reminding the people that we realize they've been taken away, and we realize the good it produces. And we want it back. And we are ready to stand up against those who work against that, inshallah. So we're making progress, and we need your support in pushing these calendars. We made over $4,000 or $5,000 because we had to pay a bunch of that back to the printer.
That's right. That's right. We had to pay $2,000 and something.
Mm-hmm. So to
the printer.
Yeah, we have opportunity to put some funds in the bank where we can purchase the land and other things that we need. So we can, as long as we got something to get a start, we got people that will help us, grants and things that will help us go on. Complete getting our farmland. No. Like I said, we got to grow our own food. You can't trust that food in the store. If you do, you probably got bad health, because that really is called they got a health food coal in the stoves. Why do they have coal, have food in the regular food? Because, and the reason that is like that, and the blind, hey, do you hear that say, health food in the cool? What is the other food? If it's not healthy for you, it's really not good, why have it? But see, greed and all other things play a part in that. And that's why when as a young people, I remember them cutting down the vegetable trees and cutting down the fruit trees and paths and they were other trees they cut down and spraying trees. Somebody telling me, say they still spraying trees because they don't want to have the good food that you need because that costs the doctor. When you got good food that you have less problem with the pharmacy buying medicine that will help your body stay up to par. And so the doctors and all other crooks are coming together, and they want you to eat bad food where you can depend on their medicine to keep you somewhere alive. So we're working. We won't stop that. And the help of Allah, we will. We want to stop this. We see it, what it's done to the people, you know, messing us up all kind of way. So we're working on this. If there's any sisters who want to say anything tonight, express themselves, because if the sisters, the life, lie at the feet of the woman. So we want to hear from our sisters. They got anything to say. If they don't have nothing to say, we'll just keep moving on because this opportunity has been given to us so we can help remake this world that we live in with all this problem. We know that the virus. And here in Atlanta, that virus, I'm telling you, man, people are sick. My neighbors are sick. My sisters and brothers, all of them sick. So that virus is spreading. And most of my people don't took their shot. They got their shots. So, but they're still able to get sick. And then sick a couple of days, I guess that's not bad. But anyway, we pray to Allah help us get through this, and we don't know when it's going to end or when it's going to go away. Well, we keep praying to Allah that He bless us to overcome and make it through this terrible time in the history of our country with this virus. They don't know where it's coming from. They said it come from come from some bats and all that, but they don't know where it's coming from. But it seemed like they were trying to find out where to stop it at. Well, somebody's doing it. I don't believe this is no accident. I believe this is done on purpose. And at any time people can't come together and have good air quality, then something is seriously wrong with the air. And I'm looking at the trees. I'm looking at the environment. This air that we have throughout America, throughout the world, is not fit to inhale. And so we ought to have enough people who are scientists who can deal with straighten this problem out. So, when it benefits certain people, they're not going to show the real interest that they need to get rid of because they are benefiting from the masses and other things. And they want to keep the population down. Anyway, I'm going to bring Brother Ibrahim up. Brother Ibrahim, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Yes, sir. You brought up about the Tylene and all the other things that what Tylene
yes,
did for the country and myself. I used to go to Tylene all the time. And like you said, it's the only time you can go and sit down and ask questions about something you don't know about, and then you the imams or a minister had the answer to a lot of those questions. They invite you to come back next week and they'll bring you, and that kept them sharp too. So we want to hear more about what you had to say about the Tylene, if you don't mind.
No,
yes,
sir. Why, Nick, come on, salam alaikum. I just like to say this. Like we said this morning, we started a campaign. And
right.
In this campaign, what we're saying is that it is mandatory that we should have Talim on Sunday again. We should have never stopped. Before I go too far in that, let me say this. I would like to get, we need to be able to reach out to every Masjid center that we know and ask them to purchase so many calendars. That's what we need to do. All the Masjids, they know us. They done heard us on Lifeline and BUI. They know us. We want to contact their email or whoever at the Masjid and ask them when they purchase so many Masjids that they can sell to the community. And it was the purpose for. You know, and I think a lot of, if we just get 20 or 30 to come on to that idea and purchase so many, that's one point. Now, see, that's the same thing. Just think if we're at Talim every Sunday and we get to bring this idea to the body on Sunday and explain it to them and show them the benefit that they would help us maintain businesses, masjids, schools.
Yes.
See, it also serves the purpose of hiring our youth, giving them a job, giving them something to do. Talim by itself have a great impact on society. And like I said, way back in the 70s, 80s, I heard foreigners come to our masjid in Detroit, Masjid Wali Muhammad, and suggest that we should have Talim on Tuesday night or Wednesday night, something like that. Okay, you can do that. But that is not our program.
That's not our program.
Won't you do it at your community? It had already been designed and for almost what, 50, 60 years and longer now that we had it on Sunday.
Yeah.
Now our people can bring not only their ideas to our Talim and sit with some of us afterwards. Remember, we had law founders, we call them. People just come to visit us, and they would sit down and came up with brilliant ideas for us to go in
That's
with
right.
them and progress and make money. Many of them, and they weren't Muslims. They were just our associates.
Yeah.
So now why would you want to wipe something out that's very beneficial to you? What is the benefit? Is the benefit of keeping your child alive? Keeping your grandchild alive. From being incarcerated or beaten by the police on the street. They have an environment that they can go to that was conducive for their growth. Well, it was called Talim. And we showed the young men and the young women when they came how to act intelligently. See, we also have defense classes, verbal defense classes, where if you're stopped by the police, how you ought to talk to them. See, we gave this to our children back then. And it was given to us. So you telling me the Talim is not important? And I'm not talking about just no any Talim. I'm talking about the Talim that was designed by our late leader, Honorable Elijah Muhammad, may Allah forgive his sin and grant him paradise, and his son, Imam Wardeen Muhammad, the Majedi, brought it over and told us his father picked the best day and he's going to keep it. So if he said that, why we don't have it? And every program Imam Muhammad had, it started at Juma on Friday, but the punch day will be Sunday. That was a punch day, Sunday, when everybody getting ready to disperse and go back to the various locations throughout the country. And we enjoyed ourselves. We sat and ate with each other. What did Muhammad say? To get to know your brother or sister, you travel together, you sleep together, you eat together. This is how you're able to know your brother or sister. When they came to our Talim, we always had meals on Sunday. And when we feed our guests, we give zakat, or we give a little charity to the masjid for dinner, but we fed them free.
Mm-hmm.
And we made sure they had a nice little bean pie, sauce bean pie to go home with because they enjoyed our food. So the impact of Talim is much, much bigger and greater than us. It is big enough and great enough where it connects the human being to be, again, a human family.
And we're so far from being a human family. But trust me, Allah said, and this is in the Quran, that he's going to give us Iman al-Tolah. Ramadan is when we get our spirit in line. Right? Okay. When the Hajj is over with and people go to Mount Arafat, Imam say, that's the second spirit that Allah give us to continue the work that we got to do. So we got to connect the human family. We got to put them in, put them back. Now, we learned what Humda Dumpty did, but it was only one man to put Humda Dumpty back, and that was Imam Muhammad. But since we know the lesson, we're going to have to put Humda Dumpty back again, back together again. His fault wasn't so bad this time. It just got a little separated. Then our seniors. Look at our seniors now. Our seniors are being denied. They're being denied a companionship, spirit upliftment, encouragement, mental and spiritual joy being in the community. We go to Juma on Friday. Enjoy ourselves. Saturday, we might meet up at the restaurant for 2 or 3 hours, but we're going back to get prepared for Sunday to go to Tallinn. Put our finest clothes on, our nice oil on, and meet at Tallinn. And hope that people come in and ask us questions at Tallinn. And the wise imam, when the imam is asked a question from a guest, and if he don't know it, if he uses wisdom, he says, who in the audience want to answer that question? And they throw their hands up, okay, brother so-and-so, so-and-so, answer that question for the guest. See, it ain't always on him. He's sharing. And we don't got away from sharing. You mean to tell me Tallinn is not worthy enough to start back up when it should have never stopped? And if we're all in agreement with this, then we're echoing our divorce right now. And we got a campaign going on where every masjid we pray that they call Sujah, call Akbar, and let us know we're starting Tallinn. One sister got around to this morning, they started it in Jersey. The time was kind of off, but I didn't say anything then. Then the brother told us we got another community in Chattanooga, Tennessee. They getting ready to start it on Sunday. So it won't be long. Did you see us ride them down the road again, going east, west, north, and south, to go to the community to join in on the program on Sunday? Tallinn?
Yes.
So I'm gonna pause right here because we only got but a few minutes. In fact, we ain't got but about 1 minute. So let me do a little dua for us, close out, and then we continue talking, inshallah. I seek refuge from Allah from Satan that rejected. Our Lord, let not our hearts deviate. Let not our hearts deviate from what you have brought us to. I seek protection from Allah, and I do repent to him. O Allah, let not our hearts turn back to corruption after you have guided us, and from your presence grant us mercy.
I mean.
So, but I mean you. Come on back in, my brother. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, alaykum as-salam.
Okay, Akbar.
Yeah.
Did you know that Imam Dawood's wife was on life support?
No, I know she was sick. I didn't know she was on life support.
Yeah, we just found out that she's on life support, so we can make dua for the sister, you know. But
okay,
you're on life support. That's kind of rough, brother. And let us know that we got the shot or not. We love each other. Protect ourselves. There are 244,000 people getting this thing a day. Not 1,000, 244,000 a day. That's how serious this thing is.
Yes.
Yeah, but I wanted to make sure that you know that so you can pass on the diet.
Imam, Imam Furkham told me that she was in the hospital, but he never told me that she was
life
support.
Yeah, right. You know, so we want to make dua for our brothers and sisters, all of us, all of the believers.
Yeah.
We ask a lot of all the believers to be safe and to be strong and to be wise in this day and time.
Yep.
And Allah, please bless us and establish Tallinn in the whole United States again and outside the United States, because it is really needed. It's needed badly.
I agree. Alhamdulillah.
Yes, sir.
Alhamdulillah. And please, I'm telling you, we got to prepare ourselves for Shaitan won't try to divide this up. Because what we're talking about is positive. We got to prepare ourselves for it. Watch how he come at it. Watch how he comes at it. You know. And one way he's going to try to take charge of what has been done. He's going to try to take charge of it.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to, brother, inshallah.
We know how to handle that.
Muhammad gave us a lesson of the gopher. He said, when you see the gopher come out of a hole, he said, you don't run in there, but then he said, what you do is ease over there and cut that hole up. So when they jump out of another one, you ease over there and you cut them that one. See, he said, after so long, he won't have no holes to jump in no more. That's how you get it.
He won't have nowhere to go.
He ain't got nowhere to go, bro.
Yeah. He told how to kill a rabbit. He said, if you don't know how to shoot a rabbit, all you had to do is shoot in front of it. And he's going to run into the bullet every time.
That's right. That's right. If you watch those nature programs, you see how them hawks get them? The hawks fly past him and then flip back over and get him.
Yes, sir.
Because he ain't going to stop.
Yes, sir. He ain't going to stop. That's right. Praise be to Allah. I'm going to be on this. I'm definitely going to be on that talking to the imams about checking out some calendars for the masjid.
Yes. See, they should be the ones to open the door gladly for that.
Yes.
You know? And Brother Man, can you send me 50? That's how they should be talking.
Yes, sir. You know? Yes, sir.
Once they know the purpose of it, it should be easy for them to get them.
That's right.
Because look what it's doing and look what it's going to do when we get the finances. This is for the greater good.
This is for the greater good. I mean, ain't nothing stopping their grandchildren or children to come and establish a business, you know, on the land that we come out get. Nothing
yes,
will stop.
That's right. That's correct.
So that's the whole idea of it. Preparing some space for our grandchildren and our children.
Right. That's right.
That's alhamdulillah. It's right on time. And for them not to start Tylene, that's going to be a testimony against them.
That's right. That's right, brother.
Because we're going to have a checklist. We want to write down every masjid that started Tylene. We're going to write down all the masjids. And check the one that started it. And we know the one that haven't started it. Yeah. Let's do it. You know, I'm ready. You have a telephone went off? My telephone went off.
No, I'm still there. I'm sorry.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Yeah, you start at 1 o'clock, and then you got 1 to 3. That's 2 hours. You got an hour for lecture. You got 45 minutes or hour for question and answer.
Yeah.
So we break that down just 30 minutes for question and answer, and another 30 minutes, let's eat, because I think you're going to come in at 3-something. So, you know,
take up the
answer and then eat.
They're going to get a chance to come together. They're going to get a chance to make some money for the master.
That's right.
And you keep that every Sunday going, you got a cash flow now.
You got a cash flow, brother. We pay the youth. We got the young brothers in their 20s and young sisters help cooking. We got the young brothers when the people get through eating, they are the ones that break the table down and clean the table, take the trash out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We used to do it.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right.
Did you know, Sujai, that we should sell dinners every Friday? Every Friday we should sell dinners to Ford, General Motors, and Chrysler.
Yes. Yes.
We had brothers and sisters going in every direction of those plants. They let us come on the yard. We had like 200 or 300 dinners that we were selling.
Ain't that something?
For $8 a dinner. And they will make you look.
Lord.
Now, brother, you come next week, make sure you bring my bean pie now. Okay, I got you.
Yes,
can you imagine 300 dinners at one plant, 300 another plant, 300 another plant?
Hey, look here, I saw this on television. Allah is my witness, and I won't just be saying this. On television, they had there in Detroit. They said that the Nation of Islam had developed 25,000 people in 3 years. And
yes,
they showed a picture. They showed a picture of the brothers and sisters in line going into the mass, to the mosque.
Yes, sir.
It was in Detroit.
I got to check that out.
Check that out for me. Check that out and then give me some feedback on that.
Yes, sir.
You know, 25,000 people, they say, joined the Nation of Islam.
Okay, and look at this, John. Look at this. We're not down there, but look at this here. Look how they're doing it. They still have Talim on Sunday.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. They still have their program on Sunday.
Allahu Akbar.
They never stopped that.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. I don't think they stopped it in Washington, D.C. Neither.
No,
I know the brother. Yeah.
And Masjid Wali Muhammad is a historical masjid now.
Yeah. Yeah. It sure is.
Yes, sir.
It sure is.
We want to make all our masjids instead of historical. So can't nobody steal them from us.
Yes, sir. Allahu Akbar.
Brother, we got the plan. And nowhere in the world, now that we shout now, is no in the world. I figure, inshallah, between 9 and end of January, in January, February, we should be hitting the center, the masjids, and since they haven't done in.
Yes, sir.
Because it's warranted.
Yes. Yeah. That's one of the things that are keeping us divided and separated. It's not just the coronavirus. It's us.
No. We know how to take our centers and sanitize them, clean them down, wipe them down, and stuff with people come in, and we can pay. Instead of doing 3 feet, 6 feet, we can go a foot and a half apart and stuff like that and come on this center, sit down. Come on,
yes,
bro.
Yes,
keep
sir.
Your mask
we
on
would.
If you feel comfortable. You can take your mask off, but you can keep your mask on if you want to.
Yes, sir.
You know?
I'm doing a lot.
Yes,
we definitely know.
When we get that started, watch the chain. Watch the chain of the spirit in America.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We're trying to unite that spirit that the Majetti came with. That's the spirit we're trying to unite into people now.
Yes. Praise be to Allah.
Alhamdulillah. Well, it's 11 minutes after. We're going to get off the phone call. When the brother got a paper this program. And,
yes,
got each other's numbers so we can be talking every day, inshallah.
Inshallah, brother. Praise be to Allah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
We got to reach out to these masjids to get these imams to order so many candles from us and get into rolling.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, brother.
Because you know your brother going to want one, your sister going to want one, your auntie going to want one, your mama and your grandmama going to want one, and that's who you getting them for. Not
that's
so much
right.
We,
that's
we gonna have them, but the outside of community, your family members.
Yes. We want everybody, every Muslim, to have at least two of these calendars in their home.
Thank you. Should automatic, should, every Muslim should automatic,
every Muslim.
Us, should automatic start off with, I mean, more than 5 to 10 right now. If I get 10, I got family members I can take them to. If I just want to give
yes.
them away. But the point is, if we set a goal, we can meet that goal.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So B-U-I-I, we already got our heads together. We just wait for the rest of them to catch up.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah,
yeah.
brother. Alhamdulillah,
we wait for the body. We the head. We wait for the body to catch up.
We waiting for the body to catch up. That's right.
Yes, sir.
That's alhamdulillah, brother.
Yes, sir.
Let's move on.
Yes,
alhamdulillah.
Sir. Oh, and like you said, oh, it's out there. It's out there. And it's in the air now.
Yeah.
It's out there.
Yeah.
And you
yeah,
know people
yeah,
sitting
yeah.
back thinking about that. That's on their mind.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yes,
why we ain't got nothing here? Who stopped on them? Why they did that?
Yes,
and go question them, Trump. Go question them, Trump. If they sincere, they gonna say, "Yeah, we're gonna start it back then." If they just want to
yes,
play with us, a weak excuse. Well, sister, you know, we can do it. We don't have no. We don't want to hear that. We want you to do it.
There you go. There you go. We
you
don't
know,
want to hear all that.
No, you represent
yeah.
us. We're telling you what to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Alhamdulillah.
If you, they don't want them, you got brother to do, just wait for the election time to come around and then vote them out of there.
Yes, sir.
That's how you do that.
Yes, sir.
Let you know that the body got the power, not you.
Not you. You don't have no power.
No, you ain't got nothing.
The body got the power. You know. The imam say that what they do is what the dragon does. So they represent the dragon. So
yes,
the
sir.
Dragon fight, the power is not in the fire that he breathes, but the dragon's power is in his tail. And he said the
yes,
congregation represents the tail.
That's right. That's what he's saying.
Yes, sir.
So we want to step on that tail and cut it off.
You don't take that power from him. He ain't gonna have no power. That's
right,
brother.
Bro. That's right.
I'm doing a lot. I'm a lot. So they gotta be careful. I'm telling you, they misleading the people and got the people thinking back. They thinking backwards, and got the people feeling like they got some false position. And they are above the people.
Yep.
You gotta be careful.
Yeah. Well, we pray Allah with the spirit that He blessed us with, that we can help change this thing around.
Alhamdulillah.
That's another one of our goals.
Mashallah.
Yes, sir. Mashallah. Okay, brother.
All right,
we'll be able to talk tomorrow, inshallah.
Yes,